This is a follow-up visit for Cornelius Pope, Cornelius Pope. Date of birth is 12/25/95. Date of accident is 10/3/2022. Date of service 3/25/2024. Mr. Cornelius Pope was last seen on 2/20/2024 as a new patient. He reported that he was allegedly involved in an automobile accident on 10/3/2020 as a front seat passenger, where he was hit on the driver's side of the tail in the rear-ending accident on the driver's side tail end, leading to headaches but no symptoms of TBI, but pain syndrome affecting his neck and the lower back to the tune of 7 and left hip affected and left knee. He had a fracture of the left femur that was reduced by intramedullary nail, but still he has ongoing pain. Today he comes for a follow-up visit. He reports the same symptoms. His pain in the neck and the lower back is 5, and pain in the lower back is across and shooting down to the left lateral part of the thigh and buttock up to the knee. He also has some pain in the left knee around 5, and he has a difficult time climbing upstairs. The patient reports that his pain is between 5 to 8, with ADLs being affected 7. He reports 0% relief in the pain. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, to compliance history. In physical examination, please mention blood pressure of 111 over 57, pulse 79, pulse ox is 97%. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 2/20/2024, dictation number 0313-040. A plan. Diagnosis is the same. The plan is to continue the physical therapy at 3 times per week for the neck and the lower back, left hip, left knee, and he remains disabled for work and household replacement. His maps and labs have been reviewed. His MRIs are available and they have been reviewed with the patient. It appears that the patient has the following findings. He has a uncovered vertebral joint hypertrophy from C3, 4 to C7 and T1. Thoracic spine is completely normal, while in the lumbar spine, there is subarticular disc bulging of L2-3 to L5-S1. In the left knee MRI, there is no meniscus tear, only focal area of bone marrow edema along with anterior tibial plateau presenting bone contusion, which appears to be related to the initial accident injury. The patient has been advised about this MRI. He may benefit from LESI injections at a later date. Currently, he is doing physical therapy 3 times per week, which has been ordered. Medications are provided, Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Ortoprim is provided, 50 milligram PRN, 60 tablets for pain relief. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for relief of neuropathy. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. He will remain off work, and housework replacement is ordered, and physical therapy 3 times per week. We continue. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.